USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. pressuring Israeli leaders to adjust their approach as war continues against Hamas. The White House says Palestinian refugees are now starving while mass deaths may be imminent in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan referenced the situation in Rafah while speaking to reporters Monday.
Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed, and Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians, let alone feed and house them and ensure access to basic things like sanitation.
Biden has called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. The White House is denying any knowledge of a purported prisoner swap involving the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed in a recent NBC News interview that he had agreed to a prisoner swap deal involving Navalny and several Western Russian prisoners. Putin said he agreed on the condition that Navalny never returned to Russia, but that, unfortunately, he died before the exchange could become reality. Some U.S. Capitol police officers will be wearing body cams for the next 6 months. The agency's begun a pilot program that will have around 70 officers wearing body cams for the next 180 days. Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Supreme Court justices issued a statement saying the stay will remain in effect pending further order of the court. Nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence is plunging that nation into chaos. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of this week. Funding for six annual spending bills is set to expire at midnight Friday. Lawmakers in the White House remain at odds over how to address border and immigration issues. It's a late winter cold snap for millions this week in many parts of the southern U.S. States like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia have all woken up with freeze warnings in place the last two mornings. Gas prices once again on the rise. USA's John Schaefer with those numbers.
According to AAA, the national average price on Monday was $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week and a 19-cent jump over the past month. The spike in gas prices played a significant role in the inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated. The increase is attributed to heightened demand and refinery outages.
Trader Joe's has issued a recall for its own branded cashews over worries of potential salmonella contamination. The FDA announced that cashews manufactured by Wenders LLC of Dublin, California, have tested positive for the bacteria. Specifically, the Trader Joe's nuts, 50% less sodium roasted and salted whole cashews. They were distributed in 16 states throughout the U.S. AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. The pharmaceutical company announcing this on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.